Good morning, Brad, and everyone on the net. Well, I'm not exactly in a field, but I'm actually currently in New Minas, which is between Kentville and Wolfville. We're out doing, well, wife's out doing a workshop today, and I'm just taking the time while I'm waiting for her to catch up on the shopping. We have to travel a little bit for our major shopping. It's overcast, it's spinning a little bit of blue sky up there, so not a terrible day, and it's not warm, it's about 60 degrees or so. Have a great day, everybody. Have a fun treat. VG1RHU.
You have an amazing day, my friend. Take pride in this. Victor Echo 1, Romeo Hotel Uniform Richards. I'd like to confer upon you the honor Septim Dies Prize for successfully checking in every day of this week. Congratulations, my friend. N73 Bud. I'm now headed to Half Moon Bay. It gets no better than this. And Gordon, I can't believe you made 5 days this week. Victor Alpha 7, Golf Romeo Foxtrot. Good morning.
VA7GRF, we're getting up there at 5 days. Beautiful sunshine here in Half Moon Bay. I got my daughter visiting for the weekend, so it's good. We're contemplating heading up to Madeira Park. They've got a wooden boat building contest going on this afternoon where the folks get a handful of materials, a sheet of plywood and, you know, such, and they have to build a boat within a couple of hours and put it in the water and race it out around the bay. So that could be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. Great to hear you on the net there this morning. Hope everybody has a really great day.
Gord, I hope this makes you laugh. Up back home, we called that the Quick and Darren. We used to do that during C-Fest weekend. And believe it or not, you were talking to one of the ex-champions. Yes, we won it 1 year in the Quick and Darren. We had, the very first year, we had to have sails up as well. So we had to sail one leg, paddle the rest, and then because there was no wind that first year, we never had to do sailing again. I bet you're laughing at me saying, Brad, there's no way you competed in something like that.
Picture off the time with Echo Delta.
Yeah, there's always a twist every year. We'll have to see what it is this year.
You have an amazing day, 7-3, bud. Sounds like Lawrence is in a bit of a rush. Let's get to him right away. Victor Alpha 7, Echo Delta Uniform. Good morning.
Not such a big rush, but sort of a rush. But anyways, no, at one of the scout jamborees, we had the same thing, except it was sheets of cardboard and duct tape. And I think I made it about three-quarters of the way across the channel before I started swimming. Anyway, 73 all. Those are fun.
Victor Echo 7 Uniform, Delta Tango.
It is super fun, my friend, 73 Bud. Rob, can you wait about four call signs?
Yep, go ahead. Sorry.
No worries. Victor Alpha 7 Echo Delta Uniform, Lawrence. I'd like to present to you the Septim Dies Prize for successfully checking in every day this week. Congratulations, Bud, and 73, my friend. Victor Echo, I gotta do this right. Let's head all the way to Richmond. I have my passport ready. I hope that made you laugh. Victor Echo 7, Lima Romeo. Good morning, Rob.
E7LR here. Good morning to Brad. A little tired this morning I am. We got a new puppy yesterday, and last night was his first night with us, and we're trying to crate him. And he is a toy poodle, and he weighs 1.5 pounds, and he's got a set of lungs on him. He screamed quite a bit last night. We didn't sleep much, but he is extremely cute, so we'll forgive him for that. Back to you, 73.
You cannot get away that easy. What color toy poodle? I love the size, and I love the demeanor of toy poodles.
Black, and he's got white tips on his paws, and he has a white ring around his neck. We were going to call him Tux because it looks like he's wearing a tuxedo, but his name's going to be Remy, I believe.
Oh, you make me so happy, bud. That is wicked great. I know the first while is a bit of a pain, but I love pets. You cannot distract me, and that was a good attempt. Victor Echo 7, Lima Romeo Rob. I'd like to present to you the Septim Dies Brise for Success Week checking in every day this week. Congratulations, my friend, and 7-3, bud. Ooh, I'm heading over to Penticton, another one of my favorite places. John, I can't believe you made it twice this week. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo Tango. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning to everybody on the net. As you say, your favorite place, Penticton, I am keeping it real for you over here, Brad, so that when you do eventually end up here, we'll end up, presenting a really nice a nice thing for you here. Anyways, enough of that for me. 73 to everybody, and have a good night. Bye now.
As you remember, I love Penticton and spent a lot of time there. 7-3, bud. And even though I didn't hear him, I bet you John is waiting for me to give him a call. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo X-Ray. I call him the true northerner. Good morning, bud.
And folks on the net, yeah, I got stepped on when I called in earlier. No traffic from here, and Brad, you won't know from the picture I just sent you, but on the way out of that spot, there was still a lot of snow and very steep uphill, and even in four-wheel drive with the differential lockers on, I got stuck four times. So that'll give you a laugh. No traffic, 73.
That is astounding, because looking at the picture, it looks like it would be perfectly fine getting in and out, and I'm super glad that I called you. And just so everybody knows, I was checking the feed to see if IRLP was connected to John, and it was. That's why I called him. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo X-Ray, the true northerner John. I'd like to present to you the Septim Dies Brise for successfully checking in every day this week. Congratulations, my friend, and 7-3, bud. And Rob, I wasn't ignoring you. We just had a bit of a stab. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Delta Tango. I hope you forgive me. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Brad. Yeah, no, actually, you gave me time to catch up on my last crane lift here. I wasn't sure where we were on the list, so I just thought I'd jump in a quick spot. And, yeah, I don't mind waiting. Anyway, have a wonderful day, my friend. I got to go look at cars. Mine's finally decided it doesn't like me anymore, so I think it's time to get a new one. I'm not sure what I'm going to get yet, but I'm going to go look. It's going to be used, whatever it is, because I don't want to put good money into driving off the lot, losing 26%, you know?
I love it. You beat me to the punch. I was going to ask you, is it going to be new or new to you? I have friends who have never bought a brand new vehicle. And like you said, they save so much money up front.
Well, this one here, my Santa Fe, I bought used. I've got $340,000 on it now. And no problems with it. It's just the front end starting to go. It's getting loose from all the driving on the bumpy roads and stuff. But I bought it used, and I bought it for $6,000, and it's lasted me since 2016. So it's been a good vehicle.
And what I love about it is you're only $6,000 down at the beginning. So if it gives you any sort of grief, you just get rid of it. I don't mean that in a bad way. Take that, compare that with my pickup truck. If you were to finance it when I bought it, it was $1,000 a month just to pay for the truck, and that was a 5-year loan. So think how far ahead you are.
Exactly. And it doesn't stand me to anything. It's been to the Yukon. It's been to the top of Alberta. Been pretty much everywhere I've ever wanted to go, as far south as I wanted to go, and it's never left me on the side of the road yet. Like I said, she's just getting tired, that's all. So I think she's trying to go to a small kid's home or something like that, some first-time driver, so either way, I just pass it along. I don't, like I did my other one, I just passed it along. I didn't even sell it, I just gave it to somebody.
It's funny you say that. Michelle did that with her last car as well. She just gave it away to one of her friend's friends. You have a great day, 7-3, bud. Are there any other IRLP All-Star or Echolink check-ins? Please come now.
India Zulu Bravo?
You know you're important when you get a spot all to yourself. Victor Echo 7, India Zulu Bravo, Pardeep. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Brad. Just watching some TV. I almost forgot to check in. It just occurred to me that I hadn't, and thought I'd do that really quick. And I'm really thinking about going out for a bike ride. The weather looks absolutely phenomenal. Anyways, you have a great day, and great seeing you as the net controller, 7-3. Back to you.
I hope you do go for a ride, my friend. It is glorious out there. You cannot distract me with two-wheel goodness. Victor Echo 7, India Zulu Bravo Pardeep. I'd like to present to you the Septem Dias Prize for successfully checking in every day this week. Congratulations, my friend. Thanks for putting up with me. And 7-3, bud. Are there any other IRLP All-Star or Echolink check-ins? Please come now.
Echo 7, Romeo Lima, November.
Rennie, I'm going to put you at the top of the list. Just hold on for a sec. I am now looking for handhelds with rubber duck antennas or QRP stations that would like a check-in and check-out before I start the roll call.
Victor Echo 7, this is the Oscar Hotel.
Kilo.
Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Sierra Tango.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Tango November.
Let's see how well I did in that group. I think I missed one. Victor Echo 7, Romeo Lima November. Rennie, thank you for waiting. Good morning, my friend.
Yes, good morning, Brad, and everyone on the net. This is Victor Echo 7, Romeo Lima November. For a quick announce, yeah, we are getting ready for a hunting trip to the Interlewat. So anyway, thanks for taking my second, and have a nice weekend, everyone. Bye, and please.
You have an amazing day, my friend, 7-3-5. Oh, I'm going to head to one of my favorite neighborhoods in Vancouver. Dare I say my favorite? Victor Alpha 7, Tango, Romeo Kilo, Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, all on that. Well, you put a big smile on my face once again. And your favorite neighborhood is certainly looking beautiful from outside my window this morning. Fresh leaves on all the trees. And the other good news is I've finished my little company's tax return electronically for the first time. And that was tedious getting that done. So that pleases me as well. 7-3 to all.
I'm going to say congratulations, my friend. It's nice to also have it out of your mind, right? 7-3. Richard thinks I missed him, but I didn't. Victor Echo 7, Papa November, Papa. Good morning, bud.
Good morning, Brad. Yeah, I finally get in on the last day if I couldn't get in on the first day. So anyway, thanks for the check-in. We'll talk to you again next time you're in the chair. V7PNP.
You have a fantastic one, my friend. 7-3, bud. And Dave, I can't believe you made it all 7. That was a Herculean effort. Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you for pulling me out. This is Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform from... Yeah, it's one of those weeks that everything aligns at 9 o'clock or whatever with my meetings, but I thank you for taking me early a lot during the week. And believe it or not, at 10 o'clock, I've got a doctor's appointment. I'm going to head for the door. But it's been a great week, and with old trucks, every vehicle I have, well, except for the newer Ford, they all have ashtrays and a cigarette lighter in it. So I don't like getting rid of old trucks or cars.
I know exactly what you mean. You and I see eye to eye on this. I consider them like airplanes. You can continually rebuild them and make them workable again, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. And on my trucks, it used to be easier when I used to be able to, well, I stopped going across the border, and parts are a lot cheaper down there, and there's different qualities and stuff like that. It's easy to do restorations and keep things maintained. I haven't had any issues lately, but that's what I do.
I know exactly what you mean. You're trying to distract me with car talk, and it will not work. Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform Dave, and I confer upon you.